This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Tomorrow marks the 32nd anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court decision legalizing abortion. Opponents hope this will be the year that the Supreme Court can add members who will vote to overturn that landmark case. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
One of the biggest misconceptions about Roe v. Wade is that if it is overturned, abortion would immediately become illegal. That misunderstanding frustrates those who'd like to see it struck down, like Douglas Johnson of the National Right to Life Committee.
In reality, the effect of even a complete overturning of Roe by the Supreme Court would be to re-empower, but not require, elected lawmakers to protect innocent human life through the normal democratic processes.
In other words, the elimination of Roe would return the nation to the status of 1973, when decisions about abortion's legality were left up to each state. As evidence for his contention, Johnson cites a study issued last fall by the Center for Reproductive Rights and Abortion Rights Group. Nancy Northup is president of that group. She says Johnson's correct that an overturn of Roe would move the question of the legality of abortion back to the states, but she says there's another misconception about what would happen there.
What's often misunderstood is this notion that in every state there would be a full debate about recriminalizing abortion. In fact, in many states, the legal building blocks are already in place to criminalize abortion.
Those building blocks include 18 states with abortion bans still on the books.
And those have been enjoined by courts in most states, but in some, not even that. And the attorney generals could go to court to try to get those injunctions lifted and get those abortion bans right into being effective.
In other states without bans already in place, both the legislature and the governor oppose abortion rights and would likely act quickly in the vacuum a Roe reversal would cause. Northup said the study concluded,
about 30 states are at risk of losing the right to choose within the first year of a reversal of Roe v. Wade, and 21 likely to lose the right to abortion even sooner than that.
A similar study released last week by the group NARAL Pro-Choice America found that only 4 states, Connecticut, Maine, New Jersey, and Washington, have both governors and a majority of state legislators who support abortion rights. But figuring out what would happen if Roe was overturned begs an even more threshold question. Would the court actually throw out one of its most famous decisions? David Garrow, a legal historian at Emory University Law School in Atlanta, thinks not.
The chances of Roe v. Wade being reversed any time in the foreseeable future is virtually zero.
It's not that the court couldn't end up with a majority of justices who oppose abortion, says Garrow, himself a longtime abortion rights supporter. Rather, he says, it's a matter of institutional credibility.
And to say that even when the court speaks in its historically most powerful and absolute voice, that that is not necessarily a statement for the future, that puts at risk everything the court has had to say. For the justices to, in effect, repudiate the court's own history would be the most radical possible decision of all.
In fact, says Garrow, that could help explain why Justice Anthony Kennedy, who has consistently voted in favor of abortion restrictions, has also voted to uphold Roe's central holding, that the Constitution includes a right to privacy that includes a right to abortion in certain circumstances. Northup of the Center on Reproductive Rights, however, says Garrow underestimates the desire of President Bush to appoint justices who are willing to overturn Roe.
To be cavalier in assuming that the president will not act on what his core religious rights base believes to be the mandate of this election could be a grave error.
And even Garrow thinks it's possible, even likely, that a future court could embrace more abortion restrictions than it has in the past, including one now being challenged in lower courts, outlawing so-called partial birth abortions.
That sort of a change would not at all put the court institutionally at risk in terms of its own stature and reputation, which is exactly what the threat would be if Roe itself were to be reconsidered and overruled.
But while both abortion rights advocates and opponents are gearing up for the next Supreme Court appointment battle, it's probably just a dry run. That's because the most likely opening will be that of Chief Justice Rehnquist, and since he's already against Roe v. Wade, his replacement is unlikely to change the precarious balance on the court's most hot-button issue. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.